Hi there, and welcome to another show of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We're up to show number 275, up on the podcast very soon on the blog ozstrandedradio.com, where you can check us out at any time. Lots of archive shows. We specialise in broadcasting fantastic independent music from Australia and Canada and New Zealand, of course. Over the last number of weeks, we've played lots of Kiwi music because it was New Zealand Music Month. Now we've got to get back into Australian music, which we neglected a little bit over the last week. So back into it today, and starting out with the song that started it all. We're going to be playing I'm Stranded by the Saints, and for a very particular reason, it has been drawn to my attention that it is exactly 40 years to the day that I'm recording this since I'm Stranded was recorded. So 1976, 12th of June, Ed Cooper and Chris Bailey of the Saints wrote the song, and it was recorded on this day, and it appeared on the album I'm Stranded, which came out a number of months later. But I guess it was released as a single, I think, in September 1976. I'm Stranded as the A-side, and the B-side is No Time. I'm going to play for you both of those songs right now. The name of the show, Stranded, this is the song. This is where it all comes from. Ed Cooper and Chris Bailey and all the members of the Saints just came out with this one in a million song, one of the most iconic singles of the punk era. And in fact, it predates contemporary acts, the Sex Pistols, Buzzcocks, The Damned, The Clash. It predates all of them as far as a single on vinyl goes. So here it is. We always start the show with the first 30 seconds or so from this song, but let's play the whole thing for you now. I'm Stranded by the Saints.
Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded. listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. You can follow us on Twitter at Australian Radio. So there it is, the Saints. If you tune into the show regularly, you'll always hear a brief snippet of I'm Stranded right at the start. It's our theme song for a very good reason, because it's the song that really changed the face of Australian independent music and rock and roll. It started the punk era in Australia, and it is exactly 40 years to the day that it was recorded in Brisbane. Ed Cooper and Chris Bailey were the chief songwriters of that song, and it's gone on to become a classic. And as I mentioned before, it predates a lot of the other main punk bands from New York and London, like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. This single came out earlier. It came out as a single in September of that year. We played for you the B-side as well, No Time. Hope you enjoyed that. Sets the template for this show. The spirit lives on, and I hope to continue this show for quite a while yet. And thanks to Ed Cooper for continuing to inspire me, not only through his music with the Saints, but his very prolific solo career. So we're going to bring it all the way to the very present. So that was 40 years ago. Let's see what Ed Cooper's up to right now. He's just released yet another album, another part of his prolific output. Many, many, many albums. This album is called Lost Cities, and it's just a lovely, slow-burning album, very moody, very atmospheric. Very different guitar sound, of course, to the Saints. I hope you enjoy this song. It's called It's Never Too Late. This is Ed Cooper.
leaves now right on time. Hunts me down like a lion. Gonna take me out again. Fuck me up and leave me. Even when I'm on the rise, reminds me that I'm heavy. Weighted down and I despise that I'm so unsteady.
I'm trying, I can see nothing else, 'cause together. Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Anti-Social Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And we're back. This is Stranded. Thank you so much for tuning in. At the top of the set there, we heard Ed Cooper of The Saints with a track from his very latest album. He is still going strong. As I said, it's 40 years to the day since I'm Stranded was recorded, that incredible single, and Ed has never stopped. He's put out many, many albums as a solo artist since the early 80s, and that song you heard is It's Never Too Late. And I should mention, if you're, you know, like me, you're really interested in the history, Ed Cooper is actually the artist in residence on Double J Radio at the moment in Australia. That's an offshoot of the Triple J radio station. Ed is actually recording a number of shows throughout the month and playing some of the songs that inspired him at the time from when the band was first starting and recording those early singles. I highly recommend checking it out. It's just a fantastic time capsule to hear what inspired the man. Double J Radio, check it out online. Now, the second song on the set there, you heard Benny Walker. So we featured some tracks from his debut album in 2013. He's an Aboriginal artist from Australia. He has a new album coming out fairly soon, and the first single that's been released from it is called Oh No You Don't. It's a very soulful track, and apparently it is a composition that is about triumphing over mental illness. In Walker's words, he says, it's about feeling that you've learnt to be one step ahead of anxiety, knowing the familiar warning signs and using your own experience to deal with it. So I hope you enjoyed that song from Benny Walker. I'm sure we'll play tracks from the album when it comes out. And the last song there was a bit of a change of pace and tempo. Daniel Johns of Silverchair, he put out a solo album, his debut solo album last year called Talk. And I really haven't played much Silverchair here on the show, funnily enough. I should go back and explore their music. You know, I was really aware of them when the Frog Stump came out. I was the same age as Daniel Johns, and he was this 15-year-old putting out this song, this album that, you know, put him, basically made him a rock star all around the world. It was fascinating at the time, and I guess I didn't really pay too much attention through the years, but I believe Silverchair put out like 5 albums that were, you know, number one in Australia, and they were, you know, a real going concern around the world. And then the band dissolved, and I believe Daniel Johns just retreated and just into his own world of whatever he did and experimenting at home. And he finally got together a solo album last year, and a very different sound from Silverchair. So there you go. That's a song to pique your interest if you're curious. Cool on Fire, one of the singles from that album. Interesting guy, Daniel Johns. Let's get into the music from Canada now. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, so always lots of great Canadian music. There's a band called Nap Eyes out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. It's always been a great musical hotbed there, of course, where the band Sloan came from. And they have an album out called Thought Rock Fish Scale, and I just thought I'd play a track of theirs. I just saw a reference to a blog saying that they really, their sound's really influenced a lot by some of those Kiwi bands like The Clean and The Verlaine, so they got me curious. Let's hear this track, Nap Eyes. The song is called Roll It.
Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he? just got to accept. And I know better for getting sick of getting.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
You're tuning in to a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. If you're just tuning in and you missed the start of the show, fear not. You can catch us online, ostrandedradio.com. The whole of this show will be up there in a matter of days, and there's over 200 shows up there to check out in the archives. At the top of the set was a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. They're called Nap Eyes. In the middle was a track from the Andy Schaff album called The Party, which has been getting a lot of attention. A very smooth songwriter there, as is Jay Arner from Vancouver. He's a Mint Records label artist. His second album, J2, is just about to be released, and you heard a track there called Personal Line. Let's keep going with the Canadian music. And now here's a very interesting band that I've just discovered. They do a lot of work to spread the joy of music, educate people. The band is called Barefoot Caravan, and they're based in the Okanagan Valley. They perform Indigenous music in various languages. I had a chance to see them perform lately, and very impressive. They combine root rhythms, soca, Afro-Cuban, gypsy, reggae, fantastic harmonies, and really great spirited songs. And you can catch them touring around a lot. Barefootcaravan.ca is their website. They do all sorts of shows, acoustic, intimate shows, festivals, house concerts. They have a really cool van, as you can see on the cover of their debut EP. I think it's a great drawing of the colorful touring van of the Barefoot Caravan. I hope you enjoy this track. It's from their debut album, and it's called Echoes. Thank you.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We are almost out of time here on Stranded. At the top of the set was a band called Barefoot Caravan. They're out of the Okanagan area of British Columbia, Canada. In the middle there was Alexandria Maylot, also from British Columbia. She's from Vancouver Island. Her debut album is called Time. And the first track there we played, Sunday Sarah. And she is a voice to be definitely keep an eye on. As also, I'd say, Marlena Moore. She's the third artist you heard there. She's from Alberta. She has an album out called Gaze. And track two of that album is called 24-hour drugstore, and that is what we heard there. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Please do tune in next week if you're so inclined. I'm going to leave you with two of my favorite bands who have played a lot here on the show, Eternal Husbands. We're going to play the track The Forest from their French Exit album from last year, and finally OK Vancouver, and we're going to play a track from an older album of theirs called Escape the Common People. Hope you enjoyed this week's selections. Don't forget, you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ausstranded. Bye-bye.
The store on the corner in the city could never claim me. In the cold rain on the front step, we race, but you haven't caught up yet. We ran to what we called the forest, barn us all till we had to explore it. Years later, someone set it on fire, and they all came down to watch it burn. It felt like they didn't even try.
fucking sing it. Just
don't forget what's not important, except that you're not going anywhere. Then you might find a little peace. The forest was
thank you.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out.